Hanging with Nathaniel on the show this morning. Yes, bye-bye, Gut. You're very good when it comes to decorating and stuff like that. If you had to look around the studio this morning, what do you think what do we need for Christmas, do you think?
Scissors, so we can cut the Christmas stuff off the microphones.
I thought he was going to say listeners.
What I think anybody in our country needs for Christmas is rest. Our example for a white Christmas and a decorated Christmas and choirs with scarves in the snow is all about Europe and North America.
True story.
But their Christmas falls for them in the middle of their work here. Mm. So at the height of their energy, it's Christmas. They're not at the end of a work year, exhausted.
I never thought about that. You're right.
Like we are. I mean, December's heart attack time in South Africa.
We need to give ourselves a break. And just lower the expectations when it comes to Christmas.
I mean, you can make things beautiful and you can plan things ahead. I make leg of land for everybody, but I do it 2 days before.
That's a good point. You can yourself do it stays as your oppie dag.
Because also a lot of people forget that we can't do traditional Christmas dishes because we're in heat.
It's hot.
Summer. Exactly. Yeah.
We're not in heat. We are during a hot time. Mm. We have Christmas. Yeah. It seems like we're only aware of summer in our dress sense. We look like rubbish on Christmas Day. And if you do not believe in Christmas, that's the strangest thing to me. Do not celebrate it.
Yeah.
It is why the Christendom has allowed the world to turn our celebration into a very tacky commercial thing. I do not know. Because other religions, if you do wrong things on their days, it's blasphemous and there will be repercussions in many big religions. But we've turned it into a circus and a lot of non-believers take part. What are you celebrating? Mm. It's like, if you don't believe the story of Christmas.
It's a good point.
So they've married the pagan thing to the Christian thing, and it's a mess now.
It's become a commercial mess. And it's also about, a lot of people don't think what it's about. If you don't know somebody called Tom, you don't wake up one morning and say, I'm going to celebrate Tom's birthday. Let's buy Tom something. So it's the same principle. If it's not part of your life, leave it. You know,
it's a great point. Okay, the last person who's going to get a spot at your table this year.
I think any politician.
Not so much.
I think politics is like organized evil. Everything that bad that happens in the world was done by some insane old man, except the one in North Korea still young. But all the trouble and all the healing and the miracles in the world have been done by individuals. I've never seen politics or a government bring the solution or the healing that's needed. It's always individuals and the organizations. And the problem, if you look from the refugee crisis or anything, it's military and governments that screw up the earth. So they will be not at my table. That's why I never do political shows, because I don't want to mention their names. You give them power if you say their names. And they dress very badly.